Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'd like to open and continue the message I've been sharing on how to receive all your needs met by reading in Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 22 through 24. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Well, as we are continuing on exploring the various kinds of faith that the Bible references, I'd like to take a few moments to talk about human faith. And that is simply the exercise of human faculties in having assurance and confidence and conviction that you can believe perhaps a person or you can believe God that whatever God said is true to all that he will be true to all that he has promised. Or perhaps you have a good friend. When they tell you something, you can believe that they will follow through. You can trust their word. Or a child with a loving parent. If the parent says something, even though it's not done immediately, that child just absolutely rests because mom or dad said that it was going to happen. It was going to take place. All men are capable of faith in themselves and faith in anyone else that makes any statement of promise to them. Faith, when you really think about it, it's an attribute of man's created being. It was natural for man, for Adam and Eve, to believe God before the fall. If the Lord told them anything, I mean, we don't know all that occurred when they were set in the garden and the Lord God would come down in the cool of day and they would walk and talk together. We don't know what kind of conversations occurred, but faith was not, there was no sin. And so anything God told them, they just absolutely accepted it as a fact. It was the devil who injected doubt and unbelief into man's moral and spiritual makeup. That's what happened when sin entered, when they disobeyed God. Because of the almost total depravity of man's being in the unsaved condition, it becomes, and hear me now, beloved, one of the greatest struggles of our redemptive walk to have that same simple, childlike and unwavering faith that was part of the very essence of man before the fall. Think about it. It was doubt and unbelief which caused the fall. The serpent said to Eve, "Hast God said?" He planted the doubt and the conviction that perhaps God was holding out on them, that God appeared to be good, but maybe there was something he didn't want them to have. That's why they couldn't eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because, oh my goodness, if they did, they'd be like God. Don't you understand? That's exactly where the New World Order is going. They want immortality. I mean, I don't know how aware you are of what's happening in terms of the world, the scientific community, but they are actually believing in a few decades, man, they'll learn the secrets of immortality. They will be able to conquer death. Does that sound straight? Well, those of you who are out there with me, you know where they're going. In transhumanism, you know, merging man and animals and man and machines, super soldiers that are able to do far beyond what a normal person could in the best of shape. Beloved, that's where we're going. However, it was sin that produced doubt and unbelief. It produced the fall. And it is of greatest importance for us, for you and I, born-again believers, to get rid of all doubt and unbelief as we walk out our salvation experience. And in fact, one of the things that is being presented in terms of the New World Order, we're talking the Masonics, the Rosicrucians, those who are carrying on the New Atlantis Baconian idea of a Shangri-La, if you will, a New Atlantis, is basically that Lucifer, he's really the good guy. And his opponent, the God who created heaven and earth, he's the one that is holding out on man. And I know, as a perverted and as strange as it sounds, that is where the New World Order believes, the deep state, those who are into these occult and terrible demonic, satanic programs, they believe Lucifer is really the good guy. He's the angel of light, bringing illumination the very best that man can be, fulfilling our potential. Ye shall be as gods. That's the bottom line. Praise God. Anyway, moving on. There is another type of faith that the Bible talks about, and that's sense faith. And this kind of faith is trusting in only what can be accepted by the senses. What comes to mind is, think of Thomas after the resurrection. He didn't happen to be there when the Lord first visited them. He walked through closed doors and in his resurrected, glorified body, and Thomas just said, oh no, come on. I know you guys believe it, but I cannot believe unless I put my fingers into the nail holes, unless I touch his side. And of course, when the Lord reappeared, he knew exactly what Thomas has said. He said, okay, Thomas, come here. You come and feel the places where the nails were and the spear went in, and be not faithless, but believing. And he said, blessed are those who have not seen, yet hath believed. And beloved, that's every one of us, 2,000 plus years past the time of Jesus' crucifixion and his resurrection and ascension. So, for those who have sense faith, if anything is contrary to what can be explained by the senses, it is simply disregarded. Sense faith is accepting, or in truth actually rejecting, only what can be analyzed and understood by our minds, by our hearing, by our feeling, by our seeing. It's rejecting the miraculous, the supernatural workings of God. And of course, we know it was late in the 19th century, started in Germany, I think, the liberal theologians began to have critical thinking, and basically they've done a very good job in so many of the seminaries where those who attend basically lose their faith in God. They dismiss the virgin birth, it's not a real thing, that miracles didn't really happen, and they just take away the entire power and strength of the gospel. They have a form of godliness, but indeed they deny the power thereof. Sense faith relies on feelings and sense evidence. The person who lives in this realm will only accept what he can see, feel, hear, or understand to be possible. And of course, that's where people are in terms of worldly wisdom, a good part of the scientific community. You know, only if it can be measured, examined, analyzed, that's what they'll accept. Because why? They are scientists. However, those who are truly wanting knowledge and understanding of how the universe operates, those who are open are coming to the conclusion, yes, there is beautiful pattern and design, and they're coming to an acknowledgement of a supreme being that who created these kinds of things. I mean, when you really examine whatever, I mean, there is no proof of evolution, but when you look at the marvelous way man is created and the harmony of the physical universe and even the natural things, the the world and the plant life and animal life, it's impossible to leave even the function of the human eye. I mean, there are things they can't figure out how the bumblebee flies. The hummingbird shouldn't do what it does. You know, it's because God is God and we are created beings, and one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. But I'm taking my time and I want to continue moving on because we want to examine a little bit before I have to end this broadcast about divine faith. And we'll spend more time in succeeding broadcasts looking at this. But Hebrews 11 and 3 declares, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And I want you to hear what I'm saying. In Galatians, the second chapter, verse 20, Paul made an astounding statement. I've read this, I don't know how many times, but it just jumped out at me today. I'm going to share it with you. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. In other words, his sin body is dead. Nevertheless, he goes on to say, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. But listen, this is what I want you to hear. The life which I now live in the flesh, hear these words, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I trust a very familiar passage, but he said he went through his life living by the faith of the Son of God. Is that amazing? Faith is not only a natural attribute of man, it's an attribute of God. It is God's absolute confidence and conviction in his own being and word. Well, beloved, we're just beginning to approach this profound truth, and we'll have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast, but not before, as always, I give an invitation to those of you who are listening, who may be struggling with some trials or challenges or battles. I invite you to write, there is power in agreeing prayer. And we have seen over the decades so many wonderful testimonies. I've got files and files of testimonies to answered prayer because of the power of agreement and believing God, the faith of the Son of God, which he has given to us. Praise God. I'm claiming that. That's what Paul said we could have. How about you? Praise the Lord. Well, we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. I love you. I pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.